Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With us on our program this week is Don Turnauer with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Don, I understand there's a big day coming up at the Capitol in Jefferson City next week.
We are so excited to celebrate Beef Month on May 3rd at Beef Day at the Capitol. We've actually collaborated with several groups, one of which being the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, and we are meeting on the south lawn of the Capitol to have a full education day about the beef industry. Our theme of the day is our heritage of the United States, the American heritage. We're going to have first live animals on display under one tent. And under the live animal display, people are going to have an opportunity to talk with producers and to learn how they really are stewards of the environment every single day. So that's one tent and one aspect of the day. Well, then we're going to have another tent with an educational display. There's going to be several educational displays inside this tent, one of which is called Ag Plays Baseball, and it talks about all of the different sectors of agriculture that goes into the game of baseball. It's a really interesting theme to show how, you know, it's not just about food, it's not just about cows and plows, that agriculture really does affect our life in everything that we do. We're going to have some other booths, some information from the Farm Bureau and the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We're also going to have a corn sandbox for the kids to show them what cows eat. Oftentimes we think of what we eat, but we don't realize what cows eat. So we've got some corn there for them. And then we're really excited about being able to showcase some of our heat and serve items. We're going to be serving samples of little barbecue beef sandwiches. And the barbecue beef is some of the new products that have been developed through the checkoff. We're also going to have some other really fun aspects there. We're going to have a covered wagon with a cowboy poet on board, and he's going to be reciting cowboy poetry throughout the afternoon so people can hear him. And then we're also really excited about the Beefmobile is going to be in town. The Beefmobile came around this time last year, and we're excited that they're going to join us for Beef Day at the Capitol again this year. So again, we are really excited about all the different aspects that are going to go in to Beef Day at the Capitol. It's on May 3rd, which is Tuesday, and it's really going to be geared not only towards the people that work at the Capitol or live around Jefferson City, but it's also really going to be geared towards the school-age children who may be touring the Capitol that day. We're going to be there from about 10 to 1:30, and we're excited to be able to teach people about all of the different aspects of the beef industry and the economic impact it's had on Missouri.
Anything else that people might want to know in terms of how the Missouri Beef Industry Council is preparing and participating and working with these other groups to bring this information to our state capitol this year?
You know, I always say that the Beef Checkoff is a catalyst. The Beef Council is funded through the Beef Checkoff program, but we're working with several dues-funded organizations to make this happen. And the important thing is that we are talking about all aspects of the beef industry. We're talking about the end product, which of course is beef, and that's very, very nutritious, very, very good for you. But we're also talking about all of the things that go into producing that beef, all of the people that are involved to make sure that we have a quality product on top of our table. And again, we're really talking about how agriculture affects all of our lives in so many different sectors and so many different aspects.
Thank you very much, Don Turnauer with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And with this Missouri Beef Industry Council report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.